Now, I'm sure that we are all looking forward to Christmas, but I'd like you to start by asking you to look back. Can you remember when it was that you first found out that Father Christmas doesn't really exist? Now, I'm hoping that that moment isn't right now and I've just sort of blown the whole dream for you. But when was it? When did you find that out? For me, it was age 6, on Christmas Day at my grandparents' house, when reality dawned. As it always happened, in the middle of the afternoon, always after the Queen's speech, of course, Father Christmas would come walking across the garden. He'd knock on the front door, and he'd come in and give us all a present. It was terrific. Except for poor old Grandpa. Grandpa always seemed to miss out on seeing Father Christmas. His afternoon nap, it always came at the wrong time. But then that Christmas day, I found out why. In came Father Christmas with his red sack of presents, and my brother and my cousins, we'd all get totally overexcited, shouting our greetings to Father Christmas. But then Granny went and blew it. Hello, Grandpa. Oh, I mean Father Christmas. Hello, Grandpa. Oops, I mean Father Christmas. Well, that was it. Reality dawned. For 6 years of my life, I had been duped. I had been fooled. Well, a couple of years ago, a similar thing happened to me. I was duped again, not about Father Christmas. I was wise to that one this time. But as Richard said, I used to work in the management consultancy business. And a couple of years ago, I got sent this book through the post from a small leadership and development company called Signify. And the book is called, for those of you that don't have the eyesight of an eagle, it's called How to Be a Leader You Would Follow. How to Be a Leader You Would Follow. On the back, you can see that Signify's clients include PricewaterhouseCoopers, Capital Radio, Telewest, Pearson, and my old firm, Accenture. This is looking good, you think. How can I be a leader so good that even I would want to follow me? Let's see what they've got to say. And you open the book, and then the truth dawns on you. Every single page of the book is blank. Every single one. You have been fooled. You have been duped. And there's a little bookmark in the book which tells you that all the pages of the book are blank because Signify, this company, don't think that you can have a good leadership manual. They say that they are in the business of making leaders not just successful, but also significant. And they say that a leader cannot become significant on top of becoming successful just by merely reading a leadership manual. And I think they've got a point. I think I'd agree with them. And so what I'd love to do in this short time that we have now is for us to think about why we're here, celebrating the birth of Jesus. And for us to decide, is the birth of Jesus really significant? Not just successful, but significant. Because if we take away the significance of the birth of Jesus, then we are left with little more than a baby born to an insignificant woman in an insignificant town at an insignificant time. If we take away the significance of the birth of Jesus, then quite honestly, Christmas is a waste of time. Are we being duped? Are we being fooled? Sure, it's a great time for getting presents. It's fun to sing a few carols like we've been doing. It's great to have some time off work and spend some time with the family. There's some good parties to go to. But if Jesus' birth has no significance, then what on earth are we celebrating? The reading from Luke helps us here, that second reading that Teresa read for us. Luke wrote one of the four gospel accounts about Jesus in the Bible. And in this passage that we had read, Luke gives a few reasons for the significance of Jesus' birth. Let's just focus on one this lunchtime. You'll see it in verses 10 and 11, which are in bold in that reading. It's what the angel told the shepherds. Particularly, let's look at the start of verse 11. If you see there, the start of verse 11. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. It's that word, Saviour. It just means a rescuer. Jesus came to save us, to rescue us from the consequence of our sins. Now, unless you've been living on another planet for the last couple of weeks, you will know that there has been just a little bit of excitement about the third and final film of Lord of the Rings. It was out on general release yesterday, and I should think loads of us here are wanting to go and see it in the next couple of weeks. It is called, as all of you will probably know, The Return of the King. Well, one day in the future, there will be the return of God's King. Jesus is that King. He is, end of verse 11, you'll see there, he's Christ the Lord. Christ means God's King. And he will return to administer God's justice. Every single one of us should rightly face eternal punishment for our rejection of Jesus. You see, that is the essence of sin, rejection of Jesus. Whether that's expressed in open hostility or just in apathetic disinterest and indifference. That's why all of us are sinful. Don't be duped. Don't be fooled. It's not just people who are known to have done very evil things, like Saddam Hussein, like Ian Huntley. All of us have rejected Jesus. And that's why all of us need rescuing. But look at verse 10. Have a look at verse 10. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy." It's because Jesus is a rescuer that Christmas is good news of great joy. In his great love for us, God sent his Son to rescue us, to be our Saviour, born to rescue us. Did you watch or read Captain Corelli's Mandolin? I know it's a little bit passé now, but it was all the rage, wasn't it? You were probably given about 5 copies of it for Christmas a couple of years ago by about 5 different well-meaning relatives. Well, do you remember the bit when the Italian soldiers, including Carlo and Antonio Corelli, they are about to be shot by the German firing squad? And Carlo, he stepped in front of his friend, Antonio Corelli, acting like a human shield. In the film, you watch as in slow motion, bullet upon bullet upon bullet thuds into Carlo. Carlo dies, but he shields and saves Antonio Corelli. That's a picture of what Jesus has done for us. On the cross, he stepped into the firing line of God's rightful anger at our sin. Jesus rescued us by taking on himself the punishment of death that each of us deserves. Born to rescue us. And that meant born to die. He died so that we might be saved and spared for eternity. A while ago, Billy Graham, the American preacher, he was speaking at a big event in Sydney, Australia. They had him on the radio, and they asked him this. They said, Dr. Graham, if you die tonight, how sure are you that you'd go to heaven? I wonder what you'd say in reply to that question. Well, Billy Graham said this. He said, "I am certain that if I die tonight, I would go to be with the Lord Jesus." And the switchboards, they were jammed with listeners who are phoning in to complain. One said, "I couldn't believe my ears. How arrogant of anyone to say they were certain of going to heaven." Perhaps you're thinking the same thing. Well, why do people react that way? They react that way if they believe that you get to heaven by being good. It's a very popular belief, but it is not true. Don't be duped. Don't be fooled. When Billy Graham said, "I am certain that I'm going to heaven," some people thought he was saying, "I think I've been good enough to earn my way to heaven." But that's not what he was saying at all. Because Billy Graham believes what the Bible says, which is that none of us are good enough for heaven. And the only way to be accepted by God is not by trying to be good, but by trusting Jesus Christ to rescue us from the consequence of our sins. That's why Christmas is such good news. Jesus is able to rescue us all, whoever we are, whatever we've done. Look at what the angel said in verse 10 again, if you will. Verse 10. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Jesus' rescue is for all, precisely because it is all who need rescuing. We can't get to heaven in our own strength. Jesus Christ, born to rescue, born to die, and born for all. So is the birth of Jesus significant or insignificant? We need to decide. If the birth of Jesus is insignificant, then the whole of Christianity is insignificant too. It's a waste of time. It's just like what C.S. Lewis said. He said, "Christianity is either of infinite importance or of no importance at all. But one thing it cannot be is of moderate importance." Don't be duped. Don't be fooled. This baby in a manger, Jesus Christ, infinite importance or of no importance at all? Reject him if he is a fraud. Or give your life to him if he is the Saviour, Christ the Lord. Now, you may not have seen a much similarity between yourself and a band of shepherds looking after their sheep on a hillside in Israel around 2,000 years ago. And you're probably right, there isn't really much similarity. But I think we, each of us, we have one thing in common with those shepherds. Each of us is faced with the same dilemma that those shepherds were faced with. The birth of a baby, Jesus Christ, insignificant or significant? We can see the response of the shepherds if you just look down a little below where that bit is in bold to verse 15. We can see how the shepherds responded there. Verse 15. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." "Let's go and see. Let's go and see," they said. And if you're not yet certain about Jesus, this Christmas and New Year would be a wonderful time to do the same thing. Let's go and see. Let's investigate Jesus. In January, we're running a series of four talks on Thursday lunchtimes, helping you to do just that, to investigate Jesus. We'll be looking at some of the key questions that people often ask, questions about suffering, about other religions. Do pick up one of these flyers, which will be on the table at the back. Do come along. It gives you all the information there. It'll be a great way to investigate Jesus. We also run Christianity Explored courses. They're another great way of investigating Jesus. Please, please don't push Jesus, the Saviour, Christ the Lord. Don't push him to one side for yet another year. Jesus Christ, of no importance or of infinite importance, insignificant or significant, you need to make a decision. It has eternal consequences.